O foolish mind, at least now, wake up. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, O Mana Muraka Abhato Jaga, page 265. The night is dark, the path is unknown. On your head is the burden of sins. The river is deep, the boat is old, and on top of that, it has thousands of holes. Ages have passed while you were sleeping. Oh, lazy one, give up the sleep. The parents, the wife, the son, the brother, whom you understand as the most beloved, they all will leave you as soon as the bird of life flies away. Everyone has their own tambourine, and all have their own melody. The essence of all the truths is Nam. Nam is the support of life. Love is Nam, and by saying Nam, one takes the boat across. Kripal is the holy Nam of God, who protects and loves. Leaving hundreds of works, go to satsang. O man, leaving thousands of works, meditate. As much as the body needs food, the soul also needs the food of Simran. O Ajaib, remember the words of Kripal. You've wandered enough, so at least now wake up. O foolish mind, at least now wake up. O Mana Muraka Abhato Jaga, page 265.
O Mana Muraka Abhato Jaga, O Mana Muraka Abhato Jaga, O Mana Muraka Abhato Jaga, O Mana Muraka Abhato Jaga. Rat Anderi Pate Anjana, Sir par hai papo ka bara, geri nadiyan naave purani, aur usme bhi ched hazar, raat andheri pate anjana, sir par hai पापो कबारा तेरी नदियां नावे पुरानी और उसमें भी चेद हजार बीत गए जुग सोते सोते अरे आलसी निंदरतिया ओ मन मुराक अब तो जागा ओ मन मुराक अब तो जाग मात पिता पत्नी सुत दारा समझ रहा जिनको अत प्यारा प्राणों का पंछी उड़ते ही कर जाएंगे सबे किनारा माता पिता पत्नी सुत धारा समझ रहा जिनको अत प्यारा प्राणों का पंछी उड़ते ही कर जाएंगे सबे किनारा सबकी अपनी अपनी डफली सबका अपना अपना राग ओ मन मुराक अब तो जागा ओ मन मुराक अब तो जाग sakala sate ka saranam hai, jeevan ka adhar naam hai, prem naam hai, pyar naam hai, kehte beda par naam hai. Sakala sate ka saranam hai, jeevan ka adhar naam hai, prem naam hai, pyar naam hai, kehte beda par naam hai. Prabhu ko pavan kirpal naam hai, kare pratipal aur anurag. O man murak ab to jaga, O man murak ab to jaga. So kam chora satsang me jana, hajar kam chora bande dhyan lagana, jitni jarurat tan ko khane ki, atma bimange simran kana. So kam choras satsang me, excuse me, so kam chora satsang me jana, hajar kam chora bande dhyan lagana, jitni charurat tan ko khane ki, atma bhimange simran kana. Vak ajaib yad rak kirpal ka, ghali to kare ab to jag. O man murak ab to jag, O man murak ab to jag.
Leaving hundreds of works, go to satsang. O man, leaving thousands of works, meditate. As much as the body needs food, the soul also needs the food of Simran. O Ajaib, remember the words of Kirpal. You've wandered enough, so at least now wake up. O foolish mind, at least now wake up. Our first reading is a short selection from the book Crown of Life. This is printed in the May 1970 Satsandesh magazine. This is a selection from chapter 5. So Master says, a system in which the teacher is so central to every aspect of the student's outer and inner discipline and progress, and without whose instruction and guidance nothing could be done, must lay great emphasis on the principle of grace. And mystic literature is not wanting in stressing and underlining this aspect. But if from one angle it is the master who bestows everything upon the disciple, it must not be forgotten that in doing this, he is only repaying a debt he owes to his own guru. For the gift that he bestows is the gift that he himself received when he was at the stage of a disciple. And so he usually never claims anything for himself, but attributes his power to the grace of his own teacher. Besides, from another angle, everything is in the disciple himself, and the master does not add anything from outside. It is only when the gardener waters and tends the seed that it bursts into life. Yet, the secret of life is in the seed itself, and the gardener can do no more than provide the conditions for its fructification. Such, indeed, is the function of the guru. An ancient Indian parable vividly brings out this aspect of master-disciple relationship. It relates that once a shepherd trapped a lion's cub and... Trapped a lion's cub and reared him with the rest of his flock. The cub, judging himself by those he saw around him, lived and moved like the sheep and lambs, content with the grass they nibbled and with the weak bleats that they emitted. And so time sped on until one day, another lion saw the growing cub grazing with the rest of the flock. He guessed what had happened, and pitying the cub's plight, he went up to him and drew him to the side of a quiet stream, made him behold his reflection and the lion's own, and turning back, he let forth a mighty roar. The cub, now understanding his true nature, did likewise, and his erstwhile companions fled before him. He was now free to enjoy his rightful place, and thenceforward roamed about as king of the forest. The master is indeed such a lion. He comes to stir up the soul from its slumber, and, presenting it with a mirror, makes it behold its own innate glory, of which without his touch it would continue unaware. However, were it not itself of the essence of life, nothing could raise it to spiritual consciousness. The guru is but a lighted candle that lights the unlit ones. The fuel is there, the wick is there. He only gives the gift of flame without any loss to himself. Like touches like. The spark passes between, and that which lay dark is illumined, and that which was dead springs into life. As with the lighted candle, whose privilege lies not in its being an individual candle, but in its being the seat of the unindividual flame that is neither of this candle nor of that, but of the very essence of all fire. So too with the true master. He is a master, not by virtue of his being an individual master like anyone else, but he is a master carrying in him the universal light of God. In this next reading, is an article in the July 1970 Satsandesh magazine called Scenes from a Great Life. The subtitle is A Brief Life Sketch Given by the Master in Hindi on One Occasion of the Birth Anniversary of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj, and translated into English by the Sat Sandesh staff. And you can't see it, but the illustration, the photograph that goes with this shows Baba Sawan Singh standing amongst a large crowd of initiates, sevadars. This was at the laying of the foundation of the big satsang hall at Dera Baba Jamal Singh in Bayas in September of 1934. And it shows Baba Sawan Singh holding a basket of, it could be any of the building materials. It could be, you know, rocks, sand, cement, but holding it on his own head, like all the other sevadars. And if I remember correctly, the story goes that he came up with the basket to where the baskets were being filled for people to put them on their heads and, well, trudge all the way to where the baskets were being dumped and used. And the guys filling the baskets stepped back and said, "Oh no, Maharaji, we cannot do this. You cannot do this work." And he said, "Of course I can do this work. Fill the baskets." And so this is that brief life sketch that Master Kripal gave on that occasion. So Master said, "What a magnificent life must be his, who lives like us in the world, but who reaches the highest spiritual level. On this occasion, I would like to mention something of the outer life of that personality at whose feet I had the good fortune to sit. He was the Sant Satguru of the time, the emperor of spirituality. The great day that Hazur Maharaji appeared in the world in the physical form was Tuesday, 27th July, 1858. By the Indian calendar, it was the 13th Sawan, 1915. Vikarmi. That's terminology from the Indian calendar that I don't know what Vikarmi means. But the place was Memawala, which is now in Pakistan. His father, Kabal Singh Gruwal, was in the army, and his mother's name was Jeevani. The privilege of being the parents of such a great personality must surely be founded on some noble background from past lives. From a very early age, Kabal Singh frequently kept the company of holy men, serving them with sincerity. And because of this, Baba Sawan Singh Ji had the opportunity of doing the same, remaining constantly at his father's side up to the year 1870. The passion to serve and to be near godly men developed within him, and he spent every available spare moment in this way from 1870 to 1878. After passing his 10th class in 1878, he took some employment, but he became sick and was called home, where he stayed for 2 years. The lives of those who are destined to take the dear souls across the river of life are pre-designed to prepare them for the important work. In this period of 2 years, Hazur met a great renunciate, an expert in Vedanta and yoga, by the name of Bhup Singh Ji, and he benefited greatly from the time spent in his company. As a result, Hazur was filled with the desire to renounce the world and become a sadhu. Profound thinking does not arise from merely another's promoting, but is already there, and it is from the beyond. A hen may good-naturedly hatch a nest full of eggs, in which some duck eggs have been mixed. But when the little birds come out and go near the pond, the ducklings will jump in and start swimming, and the chicks will stand and gaze in wonder. Similarly, wise souls are not earthly, but heavenly beings. Guru Nanak was once made in charge of a shop in Sultanpur, and one day, while carrying out his duties, a fakir approached him and remarked, "We do not come into this world for this." That very day, Guru Nanak left everything and tightened his belt, ready to serve humanity for its upliftment. From a very early age, the conscious awareness of his predisposition toward spiritual things and aversion to worldly affairs was deeply embedded in Baba Sawan Singh's heart. However, truly exalted souls conceal their own inclinations and perform whatever tasks the worldly duties demand. Whenever he had a tendency to renounce the world, he would thrust aside the noble aspiration in consideration of his parents. For being the only son, he preferred to serve them, knowing that a renunciate may not serve according to his choice, but must be prepared to serve humanity at large, wherever its need may call him. This is indicative of Hazur's great wisdom. For he who shirks his duty will never reach perfection. Up to 1883, when the master was 25 years old, his time was spent as described. Sardar Kabal Singh then persisted that he should enter the military service, and he approached his commanding officer about a commission for his son. While this was being processed, Hazur started teaching at an army training school in Farukabad. But the company of illiterates and alcohol drinkers and meat eaters became unbearable. So he went to Roorkee and passed an entrance examination into the engineering course there. During his stay in Farukabad, he spent his leisure hours on the banks of the Ganges, where he met many holy people, in particular a man by the name of Bhai Nihal Singh. He then got his commission in the army, but simultaneously he was given an offer in civil engineering, and preferring the latter, he accepted a post as overseer in Nowshera. When searching for a place of residence there, some people told him about a lovely house which was available, but unfortunately was haunted by ghosts and unsuitable to live in due to the danger to life. Hazur persisted in taking the house, and the people were amazed to witness how the ghosts magically disappeared. He who belongs to the Lord of all creation, has nothing to fear. Men and angels are waiting to serve him. All creation is at thy feet, and thou art in command over all creation. Hazrat Ibrahim Adam was the king of Balak Bukhara, but he renounced his kingdom and became a fakir. Actually, the disciple of Kabir Sab. He was on his way to make a return visit to his kingdom, and he sat down for a short rest beside a river. When the ministers who had received news of his coming arrived to welcome him, they began to entreat him to reign over the kingdom once again, and upon their continued persistence, the king took a small sewing needle and threw it into the river. He then said to the ministers who came to him, "I command you to bring back that needle to me." But the ministers protested, "Well, that is an impossibility. Please give us time and we will bring you millions of needles." For his reply, the king looked attentively at the river, and a fish rose up out of the water with the needle in its mouth. The king smiled and said, "I am the servant of he who is the ruler of all creation, and the whole world is at my command." So he who has surrendered himself to God is fearless and indifferent to worldly things. Baba Sawan Singh Ji always had an open mind, and he studied all religions. Study can be a preparation of the ground for the flowers to burst forth into bloom at a later date. In Naushera, Hazur listened to the discourses of Baba Karam Singh of Mardan. And when he went to Peshawar, he met Baba Khan, an enlightened soul, and spent many hours with him. One day, Hazur requested, "Baba, give me something." But Baba Khan replied, "No, I cannot give you what you want, but most surely you will get it. Someone else will give it to you." Outwardly, these people are simple men, but they are really the knowers of the three worlds. From Peshawar, Hazur was transferred to Komari, where he took a house near a famous Gurdwara named Buramul Gurdwara. It was a place where the pilgrims and yogis rested on the way to Amarnath, a Hindu place of pilgrimage. And Hazur spent his spare time talking with them about spiritual things. One can see how nature helps to build the inner strength of those destined to be spiritual giants by keeping them surrounded by uplifting company. The time passed by until the day arrived for the foundation to be laid, which would eventually support the destiny of all humanity. The perfect master of that time was Baba Jamal Singh Ji Maharaj, who was the chief disciple of Swamiji Maharaj, and who, after Swamiji left the world, settled in the Punjab to carry out his spiritual mission. One day in August 1894, Baba Jamal Singh and a disciple were walking along the Kaumari Road, where Hazur was inspecting the work in progress there in his capacity as a subdivisional officer. As Baba Jamal Singh passed by with his companion, he pointed to Hazur and said, "I have come here because of that person." The disciple with him remarked, "You've come for a funny person who doesn't even turn his head to greet you." But Babaji kindly explained, "This personage has come into this world specially for a very high expression of life. And after 4 days, he will come to me." Hazur Maharaj came to Babaji in the company of one Mr. Sukh Dial. And after 4 days in satsang, he took initiation and stayed near Baba Jamal Singh for 2 months. After Babaji left Kaumari, Hazur spent most of his time in meditation, and as the love for his guru increased, his heart grew heavier with sadness at being separated from his master. And he would visit Babaji at every available opportunity to derive the invaluable blessing of his presence. We're going to leave off at that point. And one last short reading before we have our tape. This is a poem of Kabir called "The Love Between Thee and Me." And Kabir says, "How can the love between thee and me sever? As the leaf of the lotus abides in the water, so dost thou in thy servant. As the night bird gazes at the moon all the night through, so do I, my Lord, thy servant. From the beginning of time until the ending of time, there is love between thee and me. How can such a love be extinguished?" Kabir therefore says, "As the river plunges into the ocean, so doth my heart in thee." And our tape is continuing a tape that we began several weeks ago. This is a talk that Sanchi gave here at Santpani in New Hampshire, 4th of July, 1980. And this was the first of the talks that he gave that eventually became, well, it was on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Das, that became the book, I believe, I'm correct, became the book, The Two Ways. So we will continue that talk.
ਦੇ ਮੈਨੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਗੋਇੰਦਵਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਤਪਾ ਯੋਗੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਹੀਰਖਾ ਹੋਈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜੋ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਦਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਸੁਣ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਉਸੇ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਹੋ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸ ਨੇ ਬੜੀ ਇਹ ਘਾਟ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਲੋਕ ਮੰਨਣੋਂ ਹਟ ਗਏ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੇ ਗੋਂਦੇ ਮਰਵਾਹੇ ਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ ਔਰ ਜਦ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਸਨੇ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਿੰਡ 'ਚੋਂ ਉਠਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੀ ਮੌਜ ਉੱਥੇ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀਗੀ ਉਸ ਸਾਲ ਬੜਾ ਕਹਿਰ ਪਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਗੀ ਹੁਣ ਸੰਤ ਤਾਂ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਭਾਣੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿ ਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਤਪੇ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਔਰਤ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋਇਆਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਨੂੰ ਅਗਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਿੰਡ 'ਚੋਂ ਕੱਢ ਦਿਓ ਤਾਂ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਦੇਵੀ ਦੇਵਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੰਨਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਕਿਉਂ ਹੋਵੇ। ਜੱਟਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜੱਟ ਆ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਤਵਲ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉੱਠ ਖੜੋ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ। ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਭਾਣੇ ਹੀ ਖੁਸ਼ ਸੀ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਅਗਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਉੱਠਣ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਉੱਠ ਖੜਦਾ ਹੈ। ਦੇਖੋ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਬਿਸਤਰਾ ਚੁੱਕਣਾ ਪਿਆ। ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ, ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਭਾਈ ਜੇਠਾ ਆਇਆ, ਉਹਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇੱਥੇ ਨਹੀਂ। ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੋਗੀ ਦੀ ਹੀਰਖਾ ਕਰਕੇ, ਜੋਗੀ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤਾਂ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਿੰਡੋਂ ਕੱਢਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ, ਉਹ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਹੋਈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਹਾਂ। ਭਾਈ ਜੇਠਾ ਬੜੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਖੇਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੋਗੀ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਣਕਾ ਵੀ ਚਲਿਆ ਜਾਵੇਗਾ ਮਾਸ ਦਾ, ਔਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋਏਗੀ। ਜੱਟਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਤਲਬ ਨਾਲ ਸੀ, ਜੋਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਆਖੇ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਖੇਤ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਚੱਲ, ਕੋਈ ਆਖੇ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਖੇਤ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਚੱਲ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਨਾ ਆਓ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਨਾ ਤਾਓ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਬਾਂਹ ਖਿੱਚੀ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਲੱਤ ਖਿੱਚੀ, ਉਹ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਧੂਈ ਦਾ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਜਿਸ ਖੇਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋਵੇ। ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕੁਛ ਮੀਲ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਪਾਸਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਮਕਾਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਾ ਲਿਆ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਅਗਰ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਉਠਾਉਂਦੀ ਤਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਖਮੋਸ਼ ਵੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਮਕਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਗਏ, ਚਫੇਰਿਓਂ ਬੂਹਾ ਬੰਦ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ, ਔਰ ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਜਾਂ ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਕਈ ਆਦਮੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਗਏ, ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ। ਉੱਥੇ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਬੂਹੇ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਰ ਨਾ ਖੋਲ੍ਹੇ, ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਦੀ ਸੰਨ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਬੂਹਾ ਖੋਲ੍ਹਿਆ, ਭਾਈ ਜੇਠੇ ਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨਾ ਦੇਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਪਿੱਠ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਹਿ ਗਏ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦਿਓ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਦੇਖ, ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਰਿਧੀਆਂ ਸਿੱਧੀਆਂ ਦਿਖਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ, ਮੈਂ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਭਾਣੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹਾਂ। ਉੱਥੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮਾਫ਼ੀ ਮੰਗੀ ਅਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਬਾਂਹ ਉੱਧਰ ਨੂੰ ਕੀਤੀ ਉਸ ਗੁਰਦੁਆਰੇ। ਉੱਥੇ ਹੁਣ ਧਰਮ ਸਥਾਨ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸੰਨ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਸਿੱਧੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਦਾ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਦੱਸਿਆ। ਇਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਦਵੇਂ ਗੱਦੀ 'ਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ, ਉਹ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਸਾਰਾ ਨਕਸ਼ਾ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਸ ਪਿੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ, ਔਰ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ ਔਰ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਦਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਹਾਲ ਇਸ ਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਸ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਰਜ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ
ਡਿਸਪਾਈਟ ਦ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਐਟ ਗੋਬਿੰਦਵਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਹਿਸ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਬਟ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਕਮਸ ਦੇਰ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਫੁੱਲ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਫੇਥ ਇਨ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ ਰਿਸੈਪਟਿਵ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਬਿਕਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਸੋ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਵੇ When anybody would go to the satsang of Guru Amar Das, he would appreciate that and he would become his disciple. But there used to live one yogi who used to perform the austerities. Before Guru Amar Das came to that village, Govindwal, people used to worship that yogi. So when Guru Amar Das came there and he started his satsang, people started coming to him and not many people were left with the yogi and he was very jealous of Guru Amar Das. So he used that Gonda, the shepherd, who was the chief of that village. He told him that there should be some way to throw Guru Amar Das away, throw Guru Amar Das out of this village. Once there was no rain in that area and there was a drought, so people were very much worried because in those days everything, all the crops were dependent on the rain. And when they didn't have the rain, they were very much worried. So they came to Guru Amar Das and requested him to shower some grace on them. So Guru Amar Das replied that it is all in the will of God. Let us see what is in the will of God. If he wants us to have rain and have a good crop, we will definitely have that. But that was not enough for the illiterate farmers. So somehow that yogi took advantage of the situation. And he told Gonda, that shepherd, who was the chief of that village, that if Guru Amar Das is thrown out of this village, then this village or this area will have the rain. because Guru Amar Das is atheist. He doesn't believe in the existence of gods and goddesses, and that is why, how can we get the rain when we have such an atheist in our area? So if you want to have the rain, you should throw out this Guru Amar Das. You know that illiterate farmers do not think of the future, and they just do whatever they are told to. So they were misled by that yogi, and because they were selfish, they wanted to have the rain. So they throw out Guru Amar Das from that village. But still there was no rain. Later on, Bhai Jetha, one disciple of Guru Amar Das, came there in searching for Guru Amar Das. Somehow he knew that he was living in Goindwal. But when he came there, he didn't find him there. So he was very much worried, and he asked from people that where was his master. So they replied that he was thrown out of the village. Because of his presence, there was no rain in this area. And they were told by the yogi that if they will throw him out, they will get some rain. So Bhai Jetha said that, did you get any rain after you throw my master off? They replied that, no, we didn't get any rain. Bhai Jetha was a great meditator, and he was possessing many supernatural powers. So he thought of taking a revenge, and he thought of teaching a great lesson to that yogi. So using his supernatural powers, he told the farmers that this yogi is so much blessed and precious that if you will take him to your fields, wherever he will step, wherever he will take his body, in that village or in that part of this village, you will have the rain. So everybody wanted the yogi to visit their field so that they may have the rain. And it worked. They took the yogi from field to field, and because they all wanted the rain very badly. And the time came when everybody wanted the yogi to visit their field. And in that way, he was chased, he was pulled and pushed, and he was so much pulled and pushed that he died on the spot. After that, when Bhai Jetha came to the place where Guru Amar Das was living, Guru Amar Das, after he left Goindwal, he went to one place in the wilderness, and he made a hut there, and he closed the hut and he sat in that hut. Because the masters, those who have donations, many people are not accepting. But they thought that master has told us not to open this door, but at least we can break the rear part or the back part of the hut, and in that way we can have the darshan of the master. So they broke the rear part, the wall which was in the back, and in that way they had the darshan of their master. But Guru Amar Das was displeased with Bhai Jetha, because he had used the supernatural power to teach a lesson to that yogi. So Guru Amar Das didn't give him his darshan. He turned his back for Bhai Jetha. And Bhai Jetha was so much sorry, and he said, "Master, what is the reason why you are displeased with me? Guru Amar Das replied that, "Listen, I didn't tell you to use your supernatural powers to defeat those who are opposing me. We have to live in the will of God, and we are not supposed to do that. Why did you do that? Why did you go against my teachings? I didn't tell you to convince people that I am the real one. Why did you do that?" So Bhai Jetha apologized, and after that they all cooperated and they helped Guru Amar Das very much. And after that, Guru Amar Das started giving initiation and he started preaching the satsang. This particular bani on which I am going to comment from now was written by Guru Ram Das, the fourth guru who was the successor to Guru Amar Das. And in this, he will show us exactly that what happened to Guru Amar Das when he was opposed, and how the things went when he was opposed by his opponents. And after that, despite of the criticism of the people and opposition, he still worked, and he gave the secret of the Naam, and he gave initiation to the people.
This is Sanji's Bhajan, Sawan Sawan Duniya Kende, on page 252. The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Very happily, he gave me the gift of immortal Kripal. Since I saw Sawan, I have hidden him in my eyes. I have never forgotten the way Sawan smiled. Sawan is beloved. Sawan is beautiful. Sawan is the owner of my heart. He was the radiant form who lived in the eyes. His style was unique. His glory was unique. Still, I have not understood. Every day I cry. Every day I sing. People call me mad. White beard, broad forehead, tying a turban, he came. Even the fairies bow down to him, and the moon has come out in the sky. The world searches for him outside, but he has given everyone the slip. Let us all go to Sirsal, Kirpal proclaimed. Ajaib also sang, Gracious Sawan has caused the drizzle to shower. Come, let us all have the darshan of the radiant form. The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Very happily, he gave me the gift of immortal Kirpal. Sawan, Sawan, Dunya Kehinde, page 252.
सावन सावन दुनिया केंदी मैं ओदी मस्तानी हसदा हसदा दे गया मैनू किरपाल अमर निशानी सावन सावन दुनिया केंदी मैं ओदी मस्तानी हसदा हसदा दे गया मैनू किरपाल अमर निशानी सावन सावन दुनिया कहंदी जद दा सावन नजरी आया पलकां विच लुकाया अजे तक ना भुल ही सकिया जो सावन मुस्काया जद दा सावन नजरी आया पलकां विच लुकाया अजे तक ना भुल ही सकिया जो सावन मुस्काया सावन प्यारा सावन सोना सावन प्यारा सावन सोना सावन दिल भर जानी हसदा हसदा दे गया मैनू किरपाल अमर निशानी सावन सावन दुनिया कहंदी मैं ओदी मस्तानी हसदा हसदा दे गया मैनू किरपाल अमर निशानी सावन सावन दुनिया कहंदी ओ सी इक नूरानी चेहरा अखां विच समाया चोज निराले शान निराली अजे समझ ना आया ओ सी इक नूरानी चेहरा अखां विच समाया चोज निराले शान निराली अजे समझ ना आया नित ही रोवां नित ही गावां नित ही रोवां नित ही गावां लोक कहण दीवानी हसदा हसदा दे गया मैनू किरपाल अमर निशानी सावन सावन दुनिया कहंदी ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਮਸਤਾਨੀ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅਮਰ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਚੀਟੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਚੌੜਾ ਮੱਥਾ ਪਗੜੀ ਬਨ ਸਜਿਆਇਆ ਪਰੀਆਂ ਤੱਕ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਜਦੇ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਚੰਨਵੀ ਅੰਬਰ ਚੜਿਆਇਆ ਚੀਟੀ ਦਾੜੀ ਚੌੜਾ ਮੱਥਾ ਪਗੜੀ ਬਨ ਸਜਿਆਇਆ ਪਰੀਆਂ ਤੱਕ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸਜਦੇ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਚੰਨਵੀ ਅੰਬਰ ਚੜਿਆਇਆ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਲੱਭਦੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਲੱਭਦੀ ਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਕਿਤੇ ਚਕਾਨੀ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅਮਰ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਮਸਤਾਨੀ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅਮਰ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਚਲੋ ਨੀ ਸਈਓ ਸਰਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਚਲੀਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਹੋ ਕਾਲਾਇਆ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੇ ਆਲੂ ਨੇ ਰਿਮ ਜਿਮ ਲਾਈ ਆ ਜਾਇਬ ਨੇ ਬਿਗਾਇਆ ਚਲੋ ਨੀ ਸਈਓ ਸਰਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਚਲੀਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਹੋ ਕਾਲਾਇਆ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੇ ਆਲੂ ਨੇ ਰਿਮ ਜਿਮ ਲਾਈ ਆ ਜਾਇਬ ਨੇ ਵਿਗਾਇਆ ਆਵੋ ਸਭ ਹੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰੀਏ ਆਵੋ ਸਭ ਹੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰੀਏ ਓ ਸੂਰਤ ਨੂਰਾਨੀ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅਮਰ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਮਸਤਾਨੀ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਹੱਸਦਾ ਦੇ ਗਿਆ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅਮਰ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ
Let us all go to Sirsa, Kirpal proclaimed. Ajayb also sang, Gracious Sawan has caused the drizzle to shower. Come, let us all have the darshan of the radiant form. The world calls him Sawan. I am his intoxicated one. Very happily, he gave me the gift of immortal Kirpal. May God bless us all.